Test 4. This is the IELTS listening test. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 parts. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet. Now turn to part 1. Part 1. You will hear a student calling a landlord to rent a house. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hello.
Oh, hello. I wanted to inquire about the house you're going to let out. Is it still available?
Yes. May I ask where you heard about it? Was it in an advert?
Right, it was.
OK, what do you want to know?
Well, I'm going to share the house with 2 friends. We've been staying on campus, but we're going to graduate, so we need to find a house as soon as possible. Anyway, could you tell me the exact date when you can move in?
Well, the contract with my current tenant is due next week on May the 3rd, and I need a day to clean and check the things in the house, so I think the house will be ready on the 5th of May. Is that OK?
Yes, that will be fine. And what we're most concerned about is the rent. We'd like something around $500 a month for each of us, but we could go up to $600 if we have to, but we can't go beyond that.
You are lucky. The rent will be $1,700 in total, which is within your budget. You'll need to pay monthly to me by cash or credit card. I don't mind. And you'll have to pay me $1,500 as a deposit before you move in. The deposit is as insurance in case you break something.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Oh, I nearly forgot. One important thing is that you'll be required to provide a credit check to guarantee your ability to pay the rent every month. This will charge you $15.
No problem. How about the facilities?
First, there are 3 bedrooms combined with 2 bathrooms. Then there is a shared kitchen which was refurbished several months ago. By the way, do you cook yourselves?
Yeah, we like cooking. Do we have to buy our own cookers?
Basic facilities for cooking are available, but if you want a dishwasher, I'm sorry, it needs to be added later.
I think the basic facilities are enough for us. Is there any place we can park, as one of my friends has a private car?
Yes. There is a garage which not only provides space for your car, but also has a special section where you can do some of your work. It's very quiet for you to concentrate.
It sounds so special.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
There are some other utilities I have to tell you. There is a garden in front of the house in which you will find some interesting plants and beautiful flowers.
Do we have to take care of these plants and flowers?
Well, you don't have to worry about that. There will be a professional gardener to do the landscaping in the garden regularly. But you do need to help water the grass once a week. Is it a problem for you?
Of course not. We'd like to do that.
Another thing is, in this district, every household is arranged with a cleaner responsible for cleaning up the rubbish and recycling. But this service will cost you $15 every month.
What other bills do we have to pay?
Bills for electricity, water and gas will also be covered by yourselves.
OK, one more question. Is air conditioning available in the house?
If you mean central air conditioning, I'm afraid there isn't at the moment, but each room has a conditioning unit which is installed on the window.
That will be fine. Anyway, I think it's a good place to live in. Can we go and see the house, please?
Yes, of course.
May I have your name and phone number?
Yes, I'm Sam Dresler. That's SamDresler.
OK, Sam Dresler. I've got that down.
And my phone number is 6753-4571.
Thank you very much. I'll contact you after discussing it with my two friends.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.